Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, man sagt, dass Yevam ist Perik Hei Mishnah Gimel. Hayave. In case you forgot, man sagt, dass Yevam ist. Let's remind ourselves. A person that died without children, Alpi Mitzvah Satayra, one of his brothers has to marry the Almana. Even if the brother was just Mekadesher, he never had Chuppah. There still is a Mitzvah of Yevam. A woman whose husband died without children cannot marry anyone else unless there is chalitza from her husband's brother. Now, if there is no husband's brother that could marry her, she's not a yevama. But if there is a brother that could marry her, either that brother is miyavim her, or there's chalitza. After chalitza, she's free to marry anyone she wants. Zakta Mishnah hayavim einoy machel betrum. If the yavim is a kain, then that obviously means that his brother was also a kain. Yavim is only when they're brothers from the same father. But she's a Yisraelis. So Yisraelis is married to a Kayan. The Kayan dies. She is now a Shemeres Yavim. Shemeres Yavim means she's waiting for the Yavim to be Miyavim her. She can't eat Trum at this point. Not until he's actually Miyavim her. Not until he actually marries her. How do we know this? Because the Torah says, Kinyan Kasboy can eat Trum. Someone's Mekadesh Anisha, that's Kinyan Kasboy. But her relationship with the Yavim is not Kinyan Kasboy. He didn't give her any money. So she can't eat truma. Well, how do we know after the yavim is miyavim her that she can eat truma? Well, that's because then she's a regular wife. The pasuk says lekacha loyli isha v'yivma. Now the Mishnah explains. We learned in the previous Mishnah that from the time of erusin until the time of nisuyin she has 12 months. Suppose asa sashisha chadashim b'fnei abba. From the point that the chazan said, okay, time for the chuppah, so she has 12 months. 6 months passed. Then he died. The Shisha Chadashim Bifnei Yavim. Now another 6 months passed where she's a Shemeres Yavim. Says the Mishnah Vayter, as a matter of fact, Vafilu Kula, even if all the 12 months, Bifnei Abba, it was almost 12 months, she was missing one more day. Chaser Yoim Echa Bifnei Yavim. The Chasen died one day before the 12 months were over. So one day out of the 12 months, she was no longer a Kala Nebuch. Her Chasen died, rather she was a Shemeres Yavim. Oyor, in other words, the chasen died one day after he said, okay, I'm going to go to the chuppah. So now starts the 12-month clock. But he only lasted one day afterwards. In all these instances, eina echeles betruma. Zu mishne reshaina. This was mishne reshaina. That means that was the sheet of the previous chacham. That once the time of nesuyin comes, the kala can eat truma. But Bezen Shalach Rei and later Batei Dinim argued, v'amr, they said, Ein ha'isha, that this woman who is engaged to a kayan, who is miureses to a kayan, cannot eat truma. Ein ha'isha cheles betruma, ad she'tekanes l'chupa, until there's a regular chupa and he fully marries her, she can't eat truma. What was the concern of the Bezen Shalach Rei? Why did they change the halacha? They were scared that maybe after he fully marries her, he'll find a mum, some type of blemish, and say the whole thing was a mistake. He was fooled. There never was a wedding over here. It was a mekach tois. That would mean that she was a non-Kayan, not the wife of a Kayan, that ate truma. The first Bezdin, the Mishnah Rishonim, they weren't chashish for this. Their only concern was she may feed it to her brothers or sisters. So he said, fine, at the point that he's chayiv to support her, let him separate a special place, and she goes over there and she eats it. So chazing over a Mishnah. A Yavim does not give his wife, even though he's a Kayin, doesn't give his wife, who's a Bas Yisrael, the power to eat Trum. And it doesn't make a difference whether. The Mishnah gave us several cases. Even if it was 6 months into the 12-month period between the Erisin and the Nesuyin that the Yavim took over, that the brother died, the first Chasen died, and the Yavim takes over. So it was 6 months by the Chasen, 6 months by the Yavim. The Yavim cannot give it to eat Trum. Even if it's almost 12 months, the chasen died one day before the 12 months were over. Roiv's man, she was miureses to a kayan that was real Kenyan Kaspi. Almost doesn't count. It was almost 12 months. But Lemaisa, he was never chayiv in her mezainis. The truth is, even if 12 months did pass, it's only as long as he's alive. Now, even if all 12 months were bifnei hayavim, except for one day, the chasen died one day into the 12 months, so for sure she can't eat trum. Then the Mishnah told us this whole thing, that if she was 12 months waiting for a chasen, let's say her chasen is alive, but he's not ready for the marriage, that he has to support her and he gives her truma, this was all Mishnah Rishayna. was the previous Chachamim. But later generation of Chachamim, Bezen Shalachrayan, said no until Chuppah, no Truma. Their concern is that if he finds something wrong after the marriage, he's going to say the whole thing was a mistake. So it turned out she was never married to a Kayan, and she would have been a non-Kayan that ate Truma. Would have been B'shaygig, but still we want to avoid that.